Call Joe and McKenzie now at 1-833-563-2539. That's 833-563-2539.
I got this list. I don't know if it's official. I know if you're listening right now and you're out busting your butt working hard and you have a dangerous job, you know you do. And I would love to hear from Joe McKenzie listeners if you got a job that's dangerous. Like, I don't know if it's on the list. I haven't went through the whole thing, but I assume being a police officer or a firefighter, that's got to be a dangerous job, always putting your life on the line.
And of course, our servicemen and women, thank you so much for what you do on the daily. I mean, if we mess up, wrong thing plays, the song goes berserk, but I mean, if you mess up, right.
Not a big deal when we do it, of course. Okay, so I'm going to go through here with McKenzie, Liv, and Porkchop, and you could play along too. And also, maybe when we get to the end of this, we could get some calls. That would be my goal, to hear from people. If you got a dangerous job, I want to know what you do. I don't care what you make, but this is going to go over dangerous jobs and how much they pay. Now, I got the top 10, and I'll go kind of down the line here. McKenzie, can you guess, in the U.S., in America, what you think, bless you, might be one of the most dangerous jobs that there is out there? Any kind of job that somebody would do. Yep. And I'll see if it makes this list, because there's the top 10. There's a lot of dangerous jobs, though.
Can I say one that we've already mentioned?
Yeah, go ahead.
I would say firefighter.
Let's see on here. Actually, no. Firefighter, no? Police officer, neither one are on this top 10 most dangerous jobs.
I feel like it has to be something that involves a lot of life, like in one place. Like, for instance, if you're the pilot of an airplane, you're responsible for like 200 lives. So that's important. Oh, air traffic controller.
But my thing is, though, they're saying dangerous. Like, these are the chances of you actually dying on the job.
Oh.
Like, so yeah, like air traffic controllers, you're not dying. And actually, as much as I'm afraid of a plane crash, you're more likely to die in a car accident than have your plane go down.
Tightrope walker.
Oh, number one. No, not on there. All right, Liv the Web Girl, do you have a guess? Most dangerous jobs in America.
I would probably say a construction worker, because I feel like there's a lot of accidents that happen with construction work.
Ladies and gentlemen, Liv the Web Girl with the number 9-1. The fatal injury rate are 21 per 100,000 workers. And the average wage for that job where you possibly are dying is $65,000 a year. Okay, so that's kind of one idea. And I'm actually going to lump that in there too with like an iron worker, like a structural person that does all the welding, and you're up there in those big high areas. That's also on there. So now that Liv kind of got the ball rolling, does that kind of get your brain flowing? Maybe you have an idea of one of these dangerous jobs in America?
My uncle is a welder.
Is he?
Very dangerous.
Ooh. Maybe what's the person that helps the kids cross the road? Like a crossing guard.
Oh, I was thinking driving instructor. Because can you imagine being in the car with those teenagers that don't know what they're doing?
No, it's just not that. And actually, I was looking at here. You guys were right earlier. I didn't see it at first. An airline pilot or like a flight engineer. I guess it is there. The fatal rate, because there's so little of that. You know what I mean? Think about it. The grand scheme, there's not a billion pilots. There's about 59 accidents, like deaths per 100,000 workers. Mm. And they make bank, 115 the average money. Maybe a pilot. That'd be dope.
How about people that, window washers?
Yeah, because you're up. Remember when we always used to see the window washers? We used to work at a high rise, and all of a sudden we just see a string and then like a guy out the window. It was so wild.
Yeah. There's like a children's hospital in Cincinnati where I'm from that people travel all over the country to come to, and they dress up like superheroes when they're washing the windows.
My sister
works. The cutest thing.
Yeah.
Good guess. Maybe I can just give them to you guys, because I don't know if you'll be able to guess them or not.
Okay.
You want me to tell you? Okay.
Yes.
Number 10 was landscaping, lawn service, and groundskeeping.
What?
They say 20 people out of 100,000 are fatally injured. I mean, you hear accidents like, oh, hey, somebody cut their foot off with a lawnmower or something, but
dang.
I guess that's a dangerous job, and that only pays $48,000 a year. And the reason I say only, it's like, if you get a high risk of dying at your job, I want a lot of money. Please.
You should be compensated for it.
Yeah. As we already went over, construction trades, iron workers, steel workers. One big thing I didn't even think of, and yeah, these are where injuries happen.
Coal miners.
Farmers.
Farmers
and ranchers. Anybody with agriculture, that is a dangerous job. And it doesn't even really pay that much, like $67,000 for what you're putting your life at risk for. I mean, that's a great income, but man, that's a lot of death.
There's more deaths by cows than, I think, cars. I think I read that somewhere. Like cows, when they're running straight towards you, they can be really dangerous, and they can jump over a car.
Interesting.
Isn't that crazy?
No way. I know there's that one thing where the cow jumped over the moon, but that was a book.
No, cows can jump over cars. My best friend, Brooke, her brother works in the agricultural department in a college in Kentucky, and they like have to be very careful with the cow sometimes. And one time his coworker accidentally let a cow out, and it was running on campus all over the place, and they had to tranquilize it with like 3 tranquilizers.
Oh, that is crazy. And the last few on here, which makes sense. I get mad respect if you're doing this job today. Roofers.
Imagine
how many people fall off the roof, or you got Pork Chop over there with a nail gun pretending to go play Call of Duty and then he shoots you with it.
How much do roofers make?
It says in here the average is only $40,000 a year. I mean, if you own the company, you might, but if you're not, you're doing a lot of labor and you're probably not getting paid a ton of money for all the great work you do.
And these are all obviously based where?
In America. Oh, well, it's throughout the country on average.
Yeah.
But I mean, everybody needs roofs. And the final ones on here was logging, like loggers, lumberjacks. I mean, think about that. One of those lumber, like pieces of lumber comes down and gets you, you're done, man. It's like a Final Destination movie.
Such a manly job. Well, lumberjack.
See, I like to pass as like a retired lumberjack. So I try to keep
You've got the look.
Try to
You've
keep
got
it going.
The beard.
Thank you. I also double as Santa at the malls on the holiday season.